This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only bound.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
It is time for Crime Stoppers. We welcome in Lieutenant Don Coppola. How are you, Don?
I'm good.
No one will know. Sorry.
I love that intro.
Thank you.
It's a great intro.
Yeah.
And so true. No one will know.
That's right. It is a 100% anonymous. We got some bad guys to catch today, but I got to derail the segment right from the start.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday, folks that I care, was it yesterday or the day before? It might have been the day before yesterday. The folks that I care visited Our Lady of Mercy.
Oh, good.
And my daughter in the sixth grade came home telling me all about 420 and the dangers that they're in. So shout out to Pete from I Care.
He's such a great guy. He does such a good
job.
He's
been on the show before, right?
He has been on the show.
I was 99% sure of that.
And not to single out Pete, I mean, because all of those I Care representatives do a great job. And you know, you see Dr. Susan Thornton the majority of the time, but Pete and Aaron and Susan, and they just on and on. They do such a great job, and they really connect with the kids.
So yeah, they talked all about marijuana. They learned about the dangers they're in. It wasn't the grown up discussion about the medicinal end and the potential legalities and all that stuff. It was about like, here's what it can do to your young mind, and here's where you can go wrong if you start off by saying yes. She walked away with a lot more knowledge and a lot more confidence.
Yes, yeah, and the good thing is she'll remember that, and to the point of hearing Pete say that, hearing his voice, and it just will stick to them, and that goes into what we're talking about today, And we say it over and over again. I'm just going to add one little piece to it. If you see something, say something.
Oh, yeah.
But not only if you see something, say something. If you hear something, say something.
Well, take it a step further with the weed. If you're in school, if you smell something, say something. Right.
So you see, we can just add and build on this.
If you smell something, say something. I don't think Crime Stopper, that's not going on a shirt.
No, man, but it could, but it's not.
I'm sorry. It's the Thursday before you. It's Holy Thursday.
It's Holy Thursday.
It's like you would think the news cycle would be winding down. We got a constitutional convention. I'm in a weird mood this morning, Don.
Well, I'm prepared.
All right.
I'm ready.
We're taking the day off tomorrow. So
good. Yeah. Well deserved.
What we got going on today?
So, buddy, there's a lot going on, and you hear this time and time again, a shooting, another shooting, or somebody loses their life, and this needs to stop. This senseless act of violence has to stop. The recent shooting investigations, Wooddale Boulevard, North I-110, South 18th, Tams Drive, Harrelson Street, this has to stop. In all of these incidents, someone lost their life, and dealing with senseless acts of violence involving gunshots.
Yeah.
Okay, then you take it a step further, or the Bob Pettit, the fight at 1184 Bob Pettit, that individual lost his life.
Yeah.
Not to confuse that with 1125 Bob Pettit. There was a fight. It's on Crime Stoppers' Facebook page. There was a fight in the parking lot. I believe 1125 would be Mike's in Tigerland in that parking lot.
Okay.
There was an individual. He's on our Facebook page.
I'm looking at him right now. Black hat, black short sleeve shirt, tattoo on the right arm.
Investigators believe he's a Hispanic male driving a high lifted dark truck.
Yeah,
was seen fleeing.
Very recognizable truck for sure.
And you can't miss the tattoos and even so somebody out there knows who this individual is.
Yeah,
and we believe that someone knows who is responsible for the death of this individual at 1184 Bob Pettit, along with these homicides that were listed. The most recent homicides, okay?
Yeah.
Pick up the phone, go to the P3 Tips app, if you know anything, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're hesitant, know that Crime Stoppers has been around for over 40 years.
Yes.
No one's identity has been compromised. There's laws on the books to protect the tipsters. So you don't have that fear to worry about. So what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, go to the P3 Tips app, and get us that information.
I'm going to be stuck on two homicides real quick.
Okay.
It might actually be three. I don't know the status of the little girl. The one on Wooddale Boulevard the other day. I was actually at the intersection of Wooddale and Florida as this was going down. Like, I was like 4 or 5 blocks away. Is this a domestic? We assume. Okay.
Believed to be.
Adult male, dead. Three-year-old little girl shot in the chest. In critical condition at the last news reports. I don't know an update on her.
I haven't heard 48 hours later,
I don't know.
But it's sad.
Very.
It's very sad.
Very. But so this is, there is no amount of budget that the police department can have to stop something like this. You cannot have a police officer in every living room in East Baton Rouge Parish or within the city limits. Like, that's just not a thing. This was inside of a home.
Inside of a home.
Okay. Now, you got that one, and then you've got the road rage incident that started on 10 by Dalrymple and ended up with a homicide 110 near Fuqua.
Yep.
These are two completely separate stories that have the common thread of something went wrong inside someone's mind that caused a reaction that was violent and deadly. And there are instances where the public is 100% needed for their feedback, because this can't be handled by just detectives. If it's something that's inside of an apartment, if you live near that apartment where this happened, keep your eyes open around your apartment, because if it was a domestic, that person's probably going to come back looking for their belongings at some point, or, you know, they're not leaving there 100%. If this was, or take it over to the road rage incident, where, you know, if you were on the interstate around that time, there were other cars around the interstate around that time. No one's asking you to remember a license plate number or anything like that. But let's say you were on 110 further north of Fuqua and someone went zooming by you.
Maybe you
had a make and model that they can pin or connect the dots back to.
Or maybe you heard the gunshots, and as looking around, you saw, oh, I remember a red truck. I remember a blue car. Whatever it may be. Though that information helps investigators.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, you watch these TV shows, and within 30 minutes, crimes are being solved. That's not how this works. But we can't be everywhere.
Right.
Police cannot be everywhere, and we rely on the public on what they saw and what they heard, and looking at, and I don't have the number in front of me, but the amount of money that Crime Stoppers has paid out, the program works.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone, go to the P3 Tips app, and get us that information. Because you never know, that may be the missing piece that investigators are looking for.
We've got 344-STOP phone number, like Don said, the P3 app is there as well. If you want to, you know, search them up a little bit, learn a little bit more about who Crime Stoppers is looking for, what fugitives are out there, visit the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page. I'm on there way more often than I should be. But the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page is a fantastic resource. It is day after day after day, there's picture after picture after picture, sometimes video, but mostly with the photos of who is out there fugitive-wise. Don, I'm looking through this one from going back to Tigerland. And, I mean, there's no way that somebody doesn't know who this is just by looking at this photo. There's no way.
And that's at 1184, I'm sorry, at 1125 by Pettit. But 1184 by Pettit, where the individual lost his life, the amount of people, and I haven't been there in years, okay, I'm old, but.
Right.
It's not. It's hard to believe that it was only these two individuals that were there. So investigators believe that someone has seen, someone has heard, someone has overheard something that happened, or who's responsible for this. We need that information.
Well, it's a popular establishment.
Very, very. That whole area.
If there were no witnesses, they'd be out of business. Yes. Like, there's people there. There everywhere. Were people there.
Hanging out. Of, yes. Yeah.
So, just what's it going to take to get the spark going? 344-STOP is the phone number. 344-STOP, or download the P3 Tips app for Crime Stoppers. Don, we're straight up out of time for today. Thank you, as always.
No, thank you, and we appreciate everything y'all do.
Likewise. Have a happy Easter.
You as well.
750 at Talk 107.3 FM.